Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Call into us today for your flu and COVID vaccines at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The familiar whistle and explosive bang of fireworks has already started to fill the skies around the country as Halloween approaches. It's a sound that can cause great distress to our pets, particularly dogs. So here to tell us how we can prepare and train our pets even to deal with noise phobia is vet Sarah Boland. Sarah, you're very welcome.
Thank you
for being here. This is a scourge every year for dog owners, isn't it?
It is, yes. Yeah, I think a lot of people would be familiar with the impact that it has on their lives. And I think we see it on social media. We hear people talking about it, and every year we see the posts of dogs or cats that go missing because they've gotten a fright from fireworks or thunder this time of year.
So does it affect the cats just as much then?
I think the biggest danger with cats is if they're left outside, they'll run. It's just a reaction, and they could end up outside of their territory that they know, and they can end up just lost. They don't tend to be impacted as heavily as the dogs, but if they are outside, they can end up in sticky situations.
But for dogs, they are very sensitive to those loud noises, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. So the symptoms range massively. Some dogs will become very outwardly terrified. You know, owners will recognise the shaking, the crying, barking. They pant and sweat, and it's really miserable to see. Other dogs will completely shut down. They'll sit in corners, they'll become disinterested, and they are just as distressed. It's just they're showing it in a different way. Mm-hmm. And then there can be more subtle signs, such as dogs maybe not eating or becoming withdrawn or hiding or trying to dig. Some of the symptoms can be very distressing. We've had dogs that have tried to run through doors or dig holes in the floor, eat skirting boards. You know, they can become really destructive with the fear.
Okay. And does this even apply to dogs who are inside and hearing the noise going on outside?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do see it an awful lot in our indoor pets. I think, you know, we're obviously so close to them. We see it very intimately. And So initially, it's that sudden sharp sound that's unpredictable. They don't know what it is. They don't know where it's come from. But then the anticipation of it happening again becomes this fear cycle. And the more bad experiences they have, the more they react. So next time it will be worse again if we don't try to make it a little bit easier.
Okay, but you can mitigate and you can make it a little bit easier. So what can you do?
So there's two sides to this coin. The first side, which is the long-term management, is to work with a trainer or to get a plan done with a vet or a behaviourist, and to basically try. Sometimes people throw around the term desensitise. It's not strictly the correct term, but what you need to try get the pet to do is associate that loud, scary thing with a good outcome rather than a bad outcome. So my own dog is really noise sensitive, particularly to fireworks and thunder, incredibly distressed with it. And so now we've worked very closely with the behaviourist. So every time the noise of a firework was played on our really low recording, he'd get a little bit of chicken. And now his reaction to hearing fireworks, although he's still scared, he now runs to the fridge because he knows that's where the chicken
is. Expects a treat.
And he has started to associate it with a good thing.
That takes a lot of work though, doesn't it?
It does, and it takes diligent effort, but it can be incredibly rewarding, and realistically it's the best way to manage it long term and for an easier life for your pet. But in the short term, and obviously we're now into October, we don't have that many more days, and to be honest the fireworks have already started.
They have, yeah.
So now you can start the work, but it's not going to be effective enough by the time we really reach the peak. So working with your vet, there are a whole range of medications, nutraceuticals and pharmaceuticals, so over-the-counter and prescription, that we can give to our pets to try and help manage it. And even in the last 2 or 3 years, there's been a huge amount of progression on what's available. It used to be kind of sedatives and the dogs would still be scared, they'd just be sleepy. Whereas now we can give anti-anxiety medications and things that really help to reduce the impact of that scary moment so that it doesn't set them back in their training.
What about making them feel safe in the home? Is there anything you can do to the environment?
There is indeed, yes. So that's a good question. One of the things that you can do is create a safe space for them. So they're called a bolt hole, B-O-L-T. So somewhere that they can run into when they're scared. For small dogs, you can use like a laundry basket or a cardboard box on its side with a blanket over it. For larger dogs, a blanket draped between two chairs or something like that in a room that they generally feel safer in. Keeping the curtains closed can be helpful because the loud flashes and things, they're not getting the flash, also stimulating their brain. And one of the other things you can do, rather than trying to drown out the noise with like a TV or radio, is to play white noise, because the frequencies, it stops it being so impactful on their brain. So the sound of rainfall or waterfalls can be really helpful.
Okay. And if you build that little bolt hole, how do you get them to go in?
So you don't force them in. It's just that they have this space available to them, and a lot of them will use it. So again, if I were to use the example of my own dog, when he's scared, he'll try hide behind me on the sofa. He'll try nuzzle behind, because it's like that safe little cocoon of space. And if I create a space for him, he'll go in there. Mm-hmm. And we kind of call it his den. And actually, that's another thing that you can do. Certain breeds, particularly the herding breeds like collies, they rather have the family members in one space. So if it's a couple or another dog, say, to have the couple and the dog, the other dog with them during the fireworks, because their instinct is to get the herd together when something scary is happening.
So they'll worry about you if you're not in the room.
They go, yeah, they'll go looking for you a lot of the time, and then they get distressed trying to find you and get you together. So it can, if it's possible, it does help.
Okay, let's take some of the questions now that are coming in. So this listener says, this is Grace. I have a cross terrier. He's a rescue dog. He can be nervous and has a dislike for certain breeds of dogs, but the fireworks are a nightmare. Yeah. He wets the floor, scratches the doors when they're happening. I've had him numerous times with the vet. I've tried relaxation medication, but the only solution is for him to sleep in my room. I leave him in during the day while I'm out with the radio on low, but nothing seems to work.
Yeah. So with that person, they have done one side of the coin. The other side now would be to try and get this change of association with the noises. So it's best to work with someone, but basically the essence of it is that you get these firework noises or thunder, whatever it is, and you play them at a really low volume, give them the treats, and try to get them to change their association. I know it sounds a bit far-fetched, but the impact is really significant. Mm-hmm. And like my own dog, even with all of the access I have to all of the best medications, and that I can safely even sedate him and monitor him myself, it still wasn't as impactful as doing that long-term work with the behaviourist.
So you may have to do, because that situation is quite serious, you may have to do both there.
Yeah, and a lot of the time they go hand in hand, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Now, here is Dora. I've tried everything, drugs, plugins, recorded sounds, safe spaces, etc. But as an anxious dog anyway, her dog is still hysterical when she hears fireworks, and this has started already and will continue for the whole month. Any new ideas?
Yeah, so another good question, and it's something we see very often in Highfield and in our clinics. And I think one of the things that we forget, if we've done, so if that person, say with the recordings, if they mean that they've done this playing the low volume and given the treats and tried to get them to change their association, if they've done all that and they're still getting this, it may be because they've chosen the same recording every time. So it's not like you can just pick the sound of one type of firework and play that and it will cover all loud noises. So there's screamers, there's ones that make a snappy noise, there's ones that make a big boom, all different types of fireworks. There's no association there.
Yeah.
So you have to do it with all of the different recordings. Mm-hmm. So we do frequently see it with people that they might do thunder, or they might do, let's just say, the, you know, certain type of firework. And then because there's an array set off together, all the other ones are, they're still afraid of them. They haven't learned that they're not scary yet.
So if they've tried everything, if Dora's tried everything, she might need the help of a dog behaviour expert on that
and
training.
And make sure they're certified. I have seen, you know, people with great intentions that just haven't had the training, and they've actually had a negative impact on the pet. Mm,
so do make sure.
Yeah, it's really important. There are things, sorry, just on that with scent association. So you can anchor them. I worked with Jenny Trainer, one of the behaviourists in Kildare, and she recommended lavender, and you can kind of anchor them to like a safe space. There's a big process behind it, but if you work with a behaviourist, it might be something they could do.
Okay, so that's another option that maybe they haven't tried. This one, how can I help my three-year-old Dachshund? She hates the fireworks and for weeks beforehand is scared. I've been told to add some rescue remedy to her water for a couple of weeks before Halloween. Have you heard about that?
No, I've never used rescue remedy. There are nutraceuticals for dogs like Camex and plugins and all these various things. There are also prescription medications. A lot of them you need to give on the lead up to the stressful event or the noisy event, as well as a little bit afterwards. And I would always say, although we expect most of the Halloween fireworks to happen on the 31st, they do happen the week before and the week after as well. So we get a lot of pets in and we'll put them on it for maybe 2 weeks just to cover that period of time. Mm-hmm. And it is, there's one particular medication that is used to help with noise phobia. And it's not an either or with the behaviour work, but it can help just get you over that hump.
Because they go on to say that they can't bring the dog out after dark near Halloween because she gets too frightened. That's a problem because she needs to go to the toilet. She'll only go to the toilet when they walk her.
Okay, that is a tricky one. Because basically the best advice I could give is that if it's a case that at nighttime you're more than likely going to have that scary situation and that firework, don't, immersive therapy is not the right thing to do. It's not a case of just, you know, throwing people into a pool so they learn to swim. There is a structure to it, and a bad experience can be, can have such a lasting negative impact on the progress that they're making. So for that, I would say is, even if there was somewhere that's well lit at night that you could take them, that they just to go to the toilet, and if you could do their walk in the morning to get their exercise in. Mm-hmm. And again, like we spoke about before, the mental stimulation work is really good for burning energy and helping them not feel so overwhelmed.
Okay, so maybe go for a drive and a walk and drive to somewhere where you know there won't be fireworks, just for this period of time, just to get through this couple of weeks, as awkward as it is.
It is tough, yeah.
Okay, oh, I go into the hot press with my dog, says this listener, and I hold her when there are fireworks. Now, sounds like it's time consuming, but it's lovely that that person is taking the time to do that. But is that there? Are you at risk of doing more harm than good with that? Because you're saying this is a big event, we need to hide together to be safe.
Well, I suppose I think it's basically a human sized bolt hole and she's in there with her dog. And, you know, she's obviously offering them an awful lot of support. And like that, some dogs, they feel safer. The dogs are pack animals. They feel safer with their pack. I don't feel like they're going to have a negative impact on their dog, but as long as they're not getting completely overwhelmed and stressed as well, and if they stay calm. And one of the things they could do during that period of time in the hot press is to play some white noise and to bring the treats, and, you know, when even between the fireworks, give them the treats and lots of rewards and reassurance, and practice beforehand. Sit in the firework, the hot press with them, and play some low recordings of fireworks. Really low now. I mean, volume one or two, to the point that you can barely hear it. You'll see their ears twitching.
They'll hear it, of course. Yeah. Okay. This is a quick one. This is more of a general one. My sister has a big dog, and when my children visit her house, the dog is always in the playroom with them. Mm-hmm. He's a nice dog, but I'm nervous when he's around them because they're small toddlers and he's the same size as them. Do you have any advice?
My general advice is that I would never leave a dog unsupervised with a child. I obviously love animals and love dogs, and I trust them an awful lot. But children, they're testing the world, and it could be very easy for them just to hurt the dog accidentally.
Yeah, grab
and
the tail.
Or even the dog could have a sore ear that you don't know about. The child touches it and they get a snap. And, you know, a child's face is at the dog's head height, and it's just, there's no going back once that happens, and it's just not worth it. Okay. So always supervise.
So don't have them in there on their own with him. Yeah. Thank you so much, Sarah. Lovely
Thank
to
you,
see
Sarah.
You. That's vet Sarah Boland.